The Chain Rule, Part 2. In this lesson, we're going to look at an alternative approach to using the chain rule. Consider a case where you have y as a function of u, where in turn u is also a function of x. The chain rule says that the change in y from a change in x is equal to the change in y from a change in u multiplied by the change in u times over the change in x, which would equal f prime of u times g prime of x. Let's look at an example. In this case, we have y is equal to u to the fifth power, whereas u in turn is equal to x squared minus 1. Using the power function rule, we can take the derivative of dy du, and that is simply 5u to the fourth power. Similarly, we can use the power function rule and the sum rule to get du dx, which is equal to 2x, and the 1 drops out. So let's use the chain rule, which states that dy dx, so the variable we're ultimately interested in is how x influences y, but it is a chain reaction that comes from the change in y caused by a change in u multiplied by the change in u from a change in x. So let's substitute in. We know that the change in y from a change in u is simply 5u to the fourth. Multiply that by the change in u from a change in x, and we have 2x. Now that gives us the expression dy dx as the chain reaction as first x changes affecting u, which in turn u changing affects the change in y. However, we want to get the problem down to its base, so what we want to ultimately do is have it all expressed as a function of x. So let's substitute in so that we have dy dx is equal to, slide it down, bracket, 5 times x squared minus 1, because that's u, to the fourth power, close bracket, times 2x. So this gives us f prime of u, and this term is g prime of x. Or, substituting for u in general form, this is f prime of g of x times g prime of x. Now if we look at this, we see that this is in fact the original version of the chain rule we learned in the previous lesson. So let's stop there.